I'm David Brancaccio. First, a federal judge in Alabama has struck down an anti-money laundering law, which made it harder for crooks to hide behind shell companies. These are entities that exist on paper only, without employees or offices. The Corporate Transparency Act had gone into effect in January, but the National Small Business Association brought a challenge. Marketplace's Nova Safo has details.
Congress applied the Corporate Transparency Act to small companies with less than 20 employees, under $5 million in gross revenue, and no physical offices in the U.S. The idea was to require any so-called beneficial owners in shell companies to disclose themselves. But Alabama-based U.S. District Judge Lyles Burke, a Trump appointee, said that Congress assumed powers the Constitution did not grant, and that corporate formation was a function regulated by states. In a statement, the National Small Business Association, the group that sued, said Congress should go back to the drawing board because the law at issue would not stem money laundering but does violate Americans' privacy. The Treasury Department has not said whether it will appeal. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.